You had a great tenure with Chicago. You know, you were one of the all-time leading scorers up there, one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history up there. Was there any hard feelings between you and the Bears when things didn't work out?
No, not at all. You know, I mean, listen, this game is about making business decisions and making decisions that they think is going to make the team better. So for me, it's just a matter of I had such a great run in Chicago. I mean, I met my wife. I had two boys. I mean, I got to play in one place for 11 years. It's really unheard of. And for me, you know, to walk away with as many memories that I have and my teammates who I still talk to every week, for me, that was pretty special. So I have no hard feelings. I'm looking forward to playing them, that's for sure. But, you know, I really don't have any hard feelings. I appreciate the opportunity to play in the league from the McCaskies and now the Marin Tisch family. And for me, to be here in this locker room with these guys and getting to know them and getting my first full week under my belt, it's gonna be fun, and I'm excited about the opportunity.
What made this the right opportunity for you?
Well, I mean, this is a charter franchise in the National Football League. You know, anytime you can play for a team and a group of owners, and the whirlwind from getting a call on Thursday to having to be in London on Friday and not have to worry anything other than playing football is pretty unique. So, I think just the tradition of what they've been able to accomplish throughout the career of the history of this organization, and I played for a great one in Chicago. So, you know, you're in a locker room full of guys that are committed to winning. They know how to win, and they want to win, and they're in it for each other. So, you know, when you get a place that you hear of being around for 11 years and you talk to guys, there's something special about this place, and I'm just happy to be here and obviously play for this organization.
What were the specifics when you got the call? Who were you with? What were you doing?
Well, I was getting ready to take my son to swim lessons, which was my stay-at-home dad Thursday afternoon. So, you know, this is kind of the toughest thing is being away from my kids and my wife. But, you know, my wife and my little guys are 3 and 1. They kind of get it. So, yeah, they called at 5 o'clock and put me on a plane at 10:20. I was playing on Sunday morning, I guess Sunday afternoon there.
Do you believe in the Cubs?
I do. I'm a diehard Cubs fan. I married into a Cubs family, and, you know, 3-1, those guys have come back before in other games, so I didn't stay up and watch it last night. I was a little tired just from getting settled here in New York, New Jersey, but I got a lot of faith in them going back to Cleveland.
Robbie, after kicking in Chicago for so many years, and we all know about the Windy City, mm-hmm. What about the notorious Meadowlands winds and the conditions that you think you might have to kick in here?
Well, I mean, any time you kick in a place that's cold weather, it's going to be a little difficult. But, you know, I think it's pretty neat is just the history behind kicking in the NFC East. You know, obviously all their games are outdoors, so it's not like you're going to get a lot of layup games in a dome. But, you know, I'm used to kicking in wind and cold weather and at night, you know. So, for me, it won't be much of a difference other than just getting acclimated to kicking in there every weekend and not just one or two weeks a season.
Robbie, concerning the game in London, you had some experience in London beforehand. You kicked at Wembley in 2011 with the Bears, but this time you were at a new stadium. Was there any difference between Wembley and Twickenham?
There really wasn't a difference. I thought what was unique about this time playing there is that, obviously, the energy was different. You know, the people overseas are starting to really learn the American football game. And, you know, it wasn't just cheering when I was there in 2011. They were cheering just for the kickers and punters, you know. Now they're cheering for big hits. They're cheering for big catches and touchdowns. So it was really unique to be able to play in two historical places. And we practiced at the Oval in 2011, which is one of the most historic cricket arenas. You know, those are stories you get to tell your kids and things you get to be a part of, and you know, you got to embrace it. It's a long trip for a weekend, but it's something that, you know, as a player, you get to tell everyone you played in two of the greatest places, you know, overseas.